Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Rams Mailbag. I'm Miles Simmons. I'm with DeMarco Farr. We've got a lot of questions to get to, but make sure that you still submit yours either in the comments on Facebook or on Twitter, Periscope, at Rams NFL or at Miles A. Simmons. So we will go to our disembodied voice, my producer Matt, for the first question.
First question from Scottish Ram. Has this team had their 49ers moment like the 99 team did? Basically the game where they knew they were legit contenders.
Well, you had one. If you beat Seattle,
that would have been
like a similar San Francisco moment. But, I mean, you don't necessarily have to have one to have a successful season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you get a chance to play Seattle again. So
on the road.
Yeah, possibly it hasn't happened yet, but to get to where you want to go, you're going to have that moment.
I think you may have already had it, maybe in London. When you beat the Arizona Cardinals 33-0 after you've been on the road for 10 days and you've gone through things in Jacksonville, you've stayed there, you went to London, and then you play a division rival across the pond, and you play that well. But this gauntlet of games that's coming up with Minnesota, New Orleans, then Arizona again, and then you have the Eagles home. And don't discount the Texans either coming up this week. This, I think, is going to be the stretch where you really make or break the season.
And our season. I mean, we hadn't beat the Niners in years.
Right.
Yeah, so that was a little bit different. But it still holds true. I mean, at some point, you're going to beat somebody that gives you that boost that says no one else can beat us, and we're the best team in football. It possibly could happen.
All right, Matt, next question.
We'll follow that same line from Max, who wants to know, you talked a little bit about this already, but the turning point of the season for the Rams.
I think it might have been the second half against Dallas, because at that point, that's where the defense really started playing well. I mean, since that game, the Rams have not given up more than 17 points in a game to an opponent. I mean, you've done that against Jacksonville, which we know is limited offensively, but also Seattle, and then you didn't give up any points to Arizona, and you only gave up 17 because you gave up 7 in garbage time to the New York Giants last week.
I agree with you. The second half of Dallas I thought was phenomenal, especially from the defensive side of the football. Maybe Seattle?
Maybe.
Could have been your turning point. I mean, you actually had a chance to knock them out, a division rival.
Right.
The resident big boy in the NFC West, you had him at your own house, and you let him off the hook. And since then, it's been a completely different football team. So it could be a loss to Seattle.
It could be, but I think at the same time right now, this team has been consistent in terms of just scoring points. And the Seattle game is really the only game where they didn't, where they only scored 10. Other than that, I mean, it's been 20 or more.
Yeah.
You've gotten 40 points 3 times. You just scored 50 points. One thing we know this team can do is score points.
And block punts.
Yes, that too. 2 block punts.
How about that?
In 3 games.
That's
both
ridiculous.
By the same guy,
ridiculous.
No less.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
How about that for a double thud?
That puts you on the list as far as Pro Bowl special teams players.
Oh, absolutely.
When you do stuff like that.
No question. Matt, next question.
I'm going to mispronounce this name, I'm sure, but from Neek. What is going on with Quinn? System? Injuries? Double teamed?
He hasn't been doubled. You can't really double an outside linebacker.
Well, especially not with the interior linemen that the Rams have, particularly with Aaron Donald and what he's done all year.
I go to you because
you are the defensive guy and you've played more of these positions than I.
I watch him closely. I mean, more so than anyone else out there outside of Aaron Donald. He's still turning the corner. It's not like he's getting stymied at the line of scrimmage. He's still getting upfield. He's still Robert Quinn. At some point, it's going to start to fall for him. And it'll probably be a situation where he has 2 multi-sack games, and it puts him right back in the lead or within the top 10 of sacks in the league. So, I mean, he's still making guys jump out of their shoes, and you're still worried about Robert Quinn. You can't just say, okay, he's a shell of himself, let's not worry about him. You still have to worry about 94. But I don't think it's a product of double teams. I think it's just a product of where the quarterback is setting up.
Yeah, I think that has something to do with it. Sometimes you see Robert Quinn be very, very close to getting that right arm in and swatting the pass down, or swatting the ball down, you know, and getting those patented sack fumbles that he's had so many of in his career.
And, you know, we always talk about surface and weather and usually we relate that to skill position guys in the quarterback. Well, it's going to affect him too.
How so?
If that ground is slick and it's not holding, well, he's the first guy that's coming off the edge that's going to feel it.
True.
His legs come out from underneath him. He's not going to get the holding call. So at some point, I would bet you'll see Robert Quinn with a few multi-sack games to finish out the year.
All right. Matt, next question.
Several questions about the wide receivers. Coach CZ wants to know, how are they using Watkins to create space for other wide receivers? Eric wants to know, are we ever going to see Mike Thomas? And Tyler wants to know, is Woods going to find the end zone again?
Okay. Let's start with the Sammy Watkins, because that's a lot of questions, Matt. Man.
Wow.
But the Sammy Watkins thing, I think, is actually true, sort of to what the point of what the question was. Are they using Sammy Watkins to create some type of space, to create more plays others?
How do you think those screens are working?
Yes.
Whenever he runs a route, either across the field or vertical, you're going to have to honor that as that corner and that safety to that side.
Yes.
Which opens up the middle of the field.
Right.
So even with or without the ball, if the play is called for his number or not, he's still affecting the defense.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they call, whatever coverage they're in, Sammy Watkins out there is still a problem, and you have to honor that. So, yeah, that's going to open things up for everyone else.
Well, I think that the other thing about Sammy Watkins especially is because he does so well on those deep routes, mm-hmm. and we were able to see Jared Goff and Sammy Watkins connect on that 67-yard touchdown against New York. A lot of times the intermediate routes, those intermediate deep drags, mm-hmm. whatnot, those can become open. We saw Cooper Kupp actually running that kind of route on that 67-yard touchdown, and it just so happened that Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie and Landon Collins may have been zeroing in on that, and that's what allowed Sammy Watkins to go over the top. So maybe now in the future, that gives defenses something additional to think about so that those intermediate routes are mm-hmm. going to be open once again.
No doubt. I forgot the rest of the question.
Mike Thomas was the second part of that, right?
Are you going to see Mike
Thomas? Are we going to see more of Mike Thomas?
On offense or just period?
Man.
Just period, yes. On offense, maybe. Do you think Reynolds might get the run before him?
I do think
more
Farrow
Cooper before him, but
yes.
Special teams, no doubt, with that speed.
Yeah, yeah. I think part of what they're doing right now is sometimes Mike Thomas is going to be up depending on the matchups they mm-hmm. think they can get. I mean, in Jacksonville, we saw Mike mm-hmm. Thomas play, and he threw a really key block on Farrow Cooper's 103-yard touchdown returns. So I don't know that we're going to see much of him offensively, mainly because the four guys that you have, wide receiver that are up top there, being Watkins, Woods, Kupp, Austin, they're really being effective right now.
And then throw Tavon back into that mix, too. I mean, I think he's going to, he'll see some receiver reps, too.
Yeah.
And Robert Woods will definitely see the end zone before the end of the year.
Yes.
Again.
Yeah. No question.
From Adam, as of now, which upcoming opponent is going to be the toughest?
Oh. The Texans.
Yeah, because it's the next one. And you know what? We keep talking about this one game at a time approach, and
Some of us are actually following it.
Stop it, man. I don't think it's so bad to look ahead when we're at the midway point and the Rams are 6-2. And, you know, you've got a lot of hope right now for a potential playing in January kind of deal. And I don't want to use the P word just yet. I don't. But
hope in one hand.
Yes, I know. And you know what in the other. But I think it's a fair question.
Of course.
But the way the Rams have gotten to this point is taking that one game at a time approach.
Yes.
And they've got to keep that. Right?
I agree.
Yes.
Houston Texans.
Hey, guys, remember that you can continue to put your questions in the comments on Facebook. Tweet them to us at RamsNFL or at Miles A. Simmons. So we'll go back to Matt for our next question.
Sorry to keep looking ahead, but from Sanford, do you see any of the Rams games getting flexed into Sunday Night Football?
Well, this is an interesting question. There have actually been a few articles about this
possibly
during the week that I've read. One candidate would be New Orleans and the Rams. That's not this week or next week, but the week after that, the week of Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And that would be a possibility because I think they have Green Bay right now playing that game in primetime. And because of Green Bay's quarterback situation, that mm-hmm. might not necessarily be as intriguing a matchup. The other one that everybody has been talking about is Eagles-Rams on December the 10th. And obviously, because you've got, you know, Goff, Wentz, and and these look like two of the best teams in the NFL right now. Although, that one might not get flexed because Fox might protect it on their network. because that one's at 425. So it might be the America's Game of the Week moniker that they say. Or, you know, you also have then the following week, I guess it would be the Rams-Seahawks game in Seattle.
Could be.
Yeah, because could be a could big be. One for determining the
Keep
winner
winning,
of the division.
Yes, they're going to flex you into some different games, different times.
Yeah.
They want more eyes on the best product possible.
Absolutely.
And that could be you if you keep winning.
Yes. All right, next question, Matt.
Calvin wants to know, how will Wade stop big plays from Texans receivers, Hopkins, Fuller, Miller, and how do we avoid the big play that could hurt us?
Did he say, how will Wade?
Well, Wade Phillips.
We're on a first-name basis with Coach Phillips now? Unbelievable. When did that happen?
He was limiting himself to 140
I'm just
characters.
Saying.
Yeah, which is a good thing. Everybody should limit themselves to 140 characters.
I like it. I like it. You know, look, those receivers are going to be a problem.
Yes.
Period. End of story.
Yes.
You have good corners. You're getting good cornerback play out of Kayvon Webster and Tremaine Johnson. But, I mean, DeSean Hopkins, who wouldn't want him on their DeAndre Hopkins. Who wouldn't want him on their football team?
Yes.
And Will Fuller is he's an issue.
Yeah.
He's an absolute issue, especially when you get closer to the end zone or in the red zone. He is a absolute problem. So I would say to stop those guys, you have to get pressure on the quarterback, period.
Yeah.
If the ball gets out and it's going in their direction, chances are they're going to come down with it. They're that good.
One thing we always talk about is how rush and cover go hand in hand, right? And so if you are able to get pressure on the quarterback, that's going to make the quarterback throw more inaccurately. And that helps your cornerbacks and can force the quarterback into bad decisions. You saw this against Arizona, right, where Alec Ogletree comes in, hits Carson Palmer, and then LaMarcus Joyner ends up with the ball in his hands for an interception. So that, to me, I think you're absolutely right. Pass rush is going to be huge.
You're going to have to make a move off the spot. If you can just derail them a little bit, disrupt timing, especially this is their second week with the quarterback, you'll have a chance to slow them down. If not, if he gets in a rhythm, you've got four quarters.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a battle.
Yep. All right, Matt, we'll go to you.
Last question.
All right.
From Noah, what is one thing, I'm not sure there is one, but if there is, what is one thing that has to change in the second half of the season?
Ooh.
What is one thing that has to change? Nothing.
You think?
Absolutely nothing. What would have to change?
I think, well, we were talking about this when we were just recording between the horns, starting out on defense a little bit faster.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Yeah, because last week you saw Eli Manning go down the field, what was that, 14 plays?
Yeah.
They were able to get 4 of 4 on third down in order to get into the end zone. I think if there's one criticism you can make, it would be that. And I think you could still do a little bit better in the red zone. The Rams got the ball from Tremaine Johnson's interception on the opponent 30. They only kicked a field goal out of it. Now, again, it's really nitpicking to say, man, you scored 51 points, but why didn't you score more points? Like, it's hard to do in the NFL. But I think if you're talking about criticisms, that would be it. But is it things that need to change? I guess that sort of the semantics of it changes the dynamic of the question.
You can always get better. Yeah. And remember, New York is set up to do that. Big offensive line, just pound people. That's all they have.
Yes.
Eventually, when that's not enough, they get steamrolled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think every team is set up to do that. So, and you're going home. You'll be home this week. So I think you'll see a defense playing with a lot more energy. But to change, I wouldn't change that much. I think everything is trending towards where you want it to go.
I think so, too. Yeah. Well, if there's one thing, I guess it would be winning more at home, because you're 1-2
right now
at the Coliseum.
Yeah.
And really, you're 2-8 since you came back to Los Angeles at that stadium. So if there's one thing, guess we want to change it to see more wins at the Coliseum.
Or less penalties? I mean, yeah, okay.
But we're nitpicking, and that's good, because the team is 6-2 right now at the midway point.
Not
first
bad.
Place by a game in the NFC West. So everybody, thanks so much for watching this edition of Rams Mailbag. For more coverage of the Rams coming up on this Texans game, keep it locked on therams.com.